Hello, listeners, and I'm 8th grader Ashton Kleckner, and this is the debut episode of Getting a Tea at Pansevia podcast. We would like to welcome you and invite you to listen every other week to a new episode of our podcast. We are the place you can come to find out about all the exciting things happening at Pansevia. A really big piece of Pansevia news for the new school year is that we added 6 classrooms to our building over the summer. We are going to be talking about that along with exactly what it means to be a charter school with Pansevia Academy principal Mr. Ryan Tomlinson and Mr. Nick Orlowski, director of the school leadership for CS Partners Pansevia Management Company. To get started, Mr. Orlowski, can you tell us what makes a charter school different from other public schools?
Yeah, so a charter school is a public school, just like your traditional public schools. But years ago when they first started public schools in the United States, each town kind of got a map, and that map had lines drawn for all the kids that live in this territory go to this public school. But in the 90s when charter schools emerged, it's a different kind of public school. So any kid that can get to Pansevia or is on Pansevia's bus line is allowed to go to Pansevia. So it provides families more flexibility. You still have your regular public school in town, but for towns that are lucky enough to have a charter school like Pansevia, it's another choice for families to consider.
Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Tomlinson. How long have you been the principal at Pansevia? Have you worked at other schools, charter schools?
Thanks, Ashton. Thank you for the question. This is my 5th year at Pansevia. Before I came to Pansevia, I was a kindergarten teacher in Georgia for 2 years after I graduated from the University of Michigan. Go Blue. And then once I moved to Georgia, I was there for 2 years. I finally found a job back at home because when I graduated from college, teaching jobs were very hard to find. You waited in lines for hours to just try to get a position at a school in Michigan. So I moved away, and then I finally was able to come back, and I started working at a charter school at the International Academy of Flint. I worked there for 10 years. I taught kindergarten for 8 of those years, and then I taught second grade for 2 of those years. And then I wanted to do something different, and I wanted to make an impact on not just the students, but with teachers as well. So that's why I became a principal. And then I got a job at the International Academy of Saginaw as an academic director. I did that for 4 years, which was great. It wasn't doing everything I wanted to do, so I wanted to be a principal or a superintendent of the school. That opportunity came a year later at the Mid-Michigan Leadership Academy, which is another CS partner school. I did that for a year as a deputy director running that building, and then I was luckily enough, I found Pansevia and came down here.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Orlowski, how long has the 6th classroom expansion at Pansevia been a topic of discussion, and why did CS Partners think it was necessary?
Well, this expansion has been the talk of the school for almost a decade. I actually had the luxury of working with Pansevia a few years ago, and it was a topic then. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen. But how it came about was interesting. We had some staff meetings to see what staff wanted the most. Mm-hmm. And if it was a teacher, support staff, it didn't matter. Everybody just said, we need more space. The school's really grown the last couple of years. And as a teacher, it's nice to have your own classroom. And so we felt bad for teachers who were teaching on a cart because you got to move all of your stuff from room to room. And you don't have a place that you can really call home. And so that became a priority. And so from the CS Partners perspective, we look at what our schools want, and this school in particular wanted space. So then we used all of our resources. We've got great team members that can help with getting blueprints and finding the right team to help with the construction project. We've got great accountants who know how what banks to work with and how to fund it. So we're really lucky to it's a good problem to have when somebody like Pansevia wants to expand. Makes our jobs fun, and it's been great to be a part of the groundbreaking and also the ribbon cutting.
Thank you. Mr. Tomlinson, how do you think this expansion has improved our school? What are the teachers and students saying to you about this?
So, Ashton, when I first got here 5 years ago, there was parapros working in the hallways doing interventions. Staff was on top of each other. It just felt so cluttered and just there was like no wiggle room. Like if we had a meeting, we had to get creative and to find space to do those meetings. So the expansion has changed all of that. Those teachers that were on carts are no longer on carts, which is amazing. Those teachers gotta love it. Students, our class sizes have been reduced because now you guys have more spaces to go in. So overall, I mean, the expansion has improved our school. The flow of traffic in the building when we do our transitions, it separates the kindergarten through fifth grade students with middle school and high school students, which is another good thing. So overall, the expansion has just changed the whole outlook of how we run the school day to day.
Thank you, Mr. Tomlinson. This question is for both of you. Pan Sophia Academy has been doing a lot over the past couple of years to be more involved in the community and to offer a wide variety of classes and after-school activities. How do you think it's working so far?
So one thing I knew when I came to Pan Sophia 5 years ago is, you know, enrollment wasn't great. We were at about 330 kids, and I just worked with my team to create or come up with different ideas to recruit new students, because you know our students are our economic engine. If we don't have students, we don't have a school, right? That's how we get our funding. So I challenged my admin team, I challenged staff to go out into the community to build relationships. We work with Kiwanis, we've worked with Integrity, we've worked with a lot of just local businesses to get our name out there. That's why you'll see us doing more events with like the PTO, and you know the PTO has been huge at trying to promote our school as well. Last weekend, we had about 600 kids come through Trunk or Treat, and a lot of those students were not Pan Sophia. So it's just having those type of events that gets the word of mouth out in the community, and it helps us grow.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tomlinson. What about you?
Yeah, I'll add, you know, I'm a big believer that the schools are a part of the community, and they're a fabric of the community. And so I think for Mr. Tomlinson and the team to focus on how do we bring people to just see the building. We're not necessarily charging money. We're not trying to recruit them. We just want them to see the building. They want to see what our kids are all about, meet our staff and meet our teachers. That's how people who might not know about the school find out about it. They might mess around and have a good time here, and then they start to think like, well, that wouldn't be so bad to maybe to go to school there. And I'll say, you know, what impresses me is I get to work with the leadership team every couple months. We look at the one-year plan for the school and the three-year plan for the school, and then we boil that down to, okay, what do we have to get done in the next 90 days? And they always want to talk about community events. What can we do to bring people in? How can we promote our school? How can we get our kids out there showing the great things that they do? And I think that consistency with doing it and helping people in need during COVID, you bundle that all together, there's positive momentum talking about how it's a family atmosphere, and I look forward to continuing to help with that.
Okay.
And going back to the after-school activities, Mr. Gonzalez, our athletic director, he's done an awesome job trying to bring more sports to our school. And I know he's been really focusing on our elementary kids to try to grow the programs that we have. Our volleyball teams have been doing great. One of our middle school volleyball teams just took second place in their tournament, which is pretty awesome. That's the first trophy since I've been here that any sporting team has won. So I'm very proud of the program that he's doing there.
I agree with you. Mr. Tomlinson, do you think Pan Sophia compares to other area schools? What are some things we have that others might not? In other words, what makes Pan Sophia Academy unique?
So the thing that makes Pan Sophia unique is that we are a K-12 building. No other school in the county is a K-12 building. It's pretty awesome to see a five-year-old come into Pan Sophia and graduate at 18 years old. Like, you can literally come to our school and do your entire schooling career with Pan Sophia, and that's a very unique thing. I've never really been a part of a place like that, and it's just special to be able to do that with our kiddos. Also, another thing that is unique about Pan Sophia is we try to give our students a unique learning experiences. We try to listen to our students on what classes they want to do. Not always we can give them what they want, but we really try to do that for our kiddos.
Thank you. Mr. Orlowski, how many schools does CS Partners manage? Are there other schools like Pan Sophia that have grades K through 12 in the same building? Do you think having all the grades under one roof is a positive thing?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. Altogether, we manage 22 schools. So that means they contract us to help with making sure the teachers get paid, helping with the building, people like me that help with the teaching and the learning in the building. But then we have some other, probably another dozen or so that want just a piece. Like they need help with just the money side of things, or they need help with just the, it's called like the human resources side. So hiring people, making sure they get paid and those kind of things. But what makes Parents Sophia unique is, off the top of my head, I don't think any of those 22 have one structure where grades K through 12 come under. I do support a school in Big Rapids called Crossroads, where they're about kind of perpendicular to each other. One's here, one's there kind of thing, but not under the same roof. We have some K-8 buildings that are all under the same roof, but I do think it's a positive thing, and here's why. I think as students get older, they get to see themselves as role models, knowing that there's elementary students, you know, walking down the halls. And I think, you know, I've worked for big public school districts, and it's always great to want to get high schoolers, to collaborate with middle schoolers, to collaborate with elementary school students. But when they're all on different campuses, then it's like, okay, we've got to get a bus, we've got to get chaperones, we've got to get coverage. And so what's nice is, you know, 12th graders can go help kindergartners with reading, or, you know, fifth graders can see what middle school life is going to be like by just walking down the hall. And there's the opportunity for students to get to know teachers, so that there's that familiarity, you know, as kids get older. And as Mr. Tomlinson said, you know, the part that touched me the most about the groundbreaking was you had students who had been at Pan Sophia for 13 years sharing their experiences and talking about what it meant for them. And that's a really unique feature. And I think it's one of the reasons families choose us. It's nice to know everybody's under the same building. Everybody's kind of working towards the same goal.
Good. Thank you. This question is for both of you. What was the cost of the expansion?
So the cost of expansion, well, it gets a little crazy because there's just little pockets everywhere. From just the build itself was around about $2.1 million. And then you have the cost of furniture and cabinets and just filling those classrooms, which was another $200,000 to $300,000. And then we also rolled in our loan that we had on the building previously to the build. So we're sitting at about $2.8 million. For this expansion that we did.
And thank you for the banks, because you don't have to pay it all at once. But like we said, we found that what's nice is the way we structured it is the cost for the school didn't really go up too much, especially because, you know, more kiddos are going in here. So what I appreciate about Mr. Tomlinson and the leadership team is they have a budget and they follow it closely. And now that they're growing and growing and growing as a school, I think we're going to talk about this here, not to tip your next question too much, Ashton, but we're looking at possibly a phase two. So,
Mr. Thompson, is there anyone that worked on the addition you would like to thank?
Oh, so many. Bice, Corrigan, CS Partners, CMU, the staff at Pan Sophia. Like, it was a community effort to get us up and running. We did not really start moving into those classrooms until the second week of August. To be able to get that ready for you guys, it was a huge undertaking to do, but we did it. I mean, we're still getting furniture in. I know you guys know that. You guys coming in and some furniture is just like pieced together. And, you know, like I want what's best for you guys, and I try to give you guys the best things on purpose because you guys deserve it. So, yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson and Mr. Orlowski, do you have any last words you would like to say to our audience?
I would like to thank you, Ashton. You did an amazing job with your first podcast.
Thank you.
And I wish you the most of luck. And, you know, I don't really have any questions for you. I guess the last thing I would like to say to our audience is that Pan Sophia is an amazing school. And if you don't go here and you hear this, come check us out.
No, I just want to thank you for having us on. I didn't realize this was episode one, so I feel very touched to be a part of the debut episode. So we can say we knew about the podcast before it got cool and huge. So best of luck with it. If you ever need any support, let us know. But I'm excited to see how it grows.
Yeah, have us back. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, we thank you so much for being our first Getting the Tea guests and for paying such interesting and informative information for our listeners. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on our debut episode. I'm your host, Ashton Kleckner. Video of Getting the Tea interview sessions will be available later today at our YouTube channel at Getting the Tea, a Pan Sophia podcast, no spaces, first letter of every word capitalized. and a link to the audio will be available soon on our website, pansophiaacademy.org. Watch the Pansophia Academy website for news about our upcoming podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a great Puma Day.